In nature, when it rains, the water slowly soaks into the ground and makes its way through the soil and rock to eventually be stored as groundwater. Some of it makes its way underground to be stored in aquifers, and some of it slowly seeps through the rock for a while and then resurfaces as springs to feed streams during times when there's not a lot of rain. It's a natural storage system, and a lot of cities rely on that water. But when we build buildings and houses and parking lots and roads, a lot of the land where the rain used to soak into the ground is covered up. Instead, the rainwater runs off the hard surfaces and rushes to stormwater gutters and ditches, and then overloads creeks and rivers. Even where there are big, expansive lawns in the suburbs, the rain doesn't penetrate the ground in the same way it does in the wild. The grass on lawns has shallow roots, and the surface below is compact, where naturally occurring plants have deep roots that help the water on its way into the earth. Don Chen is the executive director of the organization Smart Growth America. His group tries to persuade communities to avoid urban sprawl by clustering houses and business districts closer together and leave more natural open space.
With denser development, you have a much lower impact per household in terms of polluted runoff.
Chen says the rain washes across driveways and parking lots, washing engine oil and exhaust pollutants straight into the streams and rivers, instead of letting the water filter across green space. Besides washing pollutants into lakes and streams, the sheer volume of water that can't soak into the ground and instead streams across concrete and asphalt and through pipes can cause creeks to rise and rise quickly. Andy Cooper is with the Conservation Design Forum in Chicago. Her firm designs landscapes to better handle all that water.
Flooding is a big deal. It's costly. That's where we start talking about economics. We spend billions and billions of dollars each year in flood damage control.
Design firms such as Cooper's are trying to get developers and city planners to think about all of that water that used to soak into the ground, filtering and being cleaned up a bit by the natural processes. Smart Growth America's Don Chen says those natural processes are called infiltration, and smart growth helps infiltration.
And the primary way in which it does is to preserve open space to allow for natural infiltration of water into the land so that there's not as much pavement and hard surfaces for water to bounce off of and then, you know, create polluted runoff.
People such as Chen and Cooper are bumping up against a couple of centuries or more of engineering tradition. Engineers and architects have almost always tried to get water away from their creations as fast and as far as possible. Trying to slow down the water and giving it room to soak into the ground is a relatively new concept. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is trying to get communities to give the idea some consideration. Jeff Anderson is the acting chief of staff for the EPA's Office of Policy, Economics, and Innovation.
Anything you can do to keep that water on site and have it act more like it does in its natural setting, anything you can do to sort of keep that recharge mechanism working, that's helpful.
The EPA does not require that kind of design. It leaves that to local governments and the private sector. The Conservation Design Forum's Andy Cooper says sometimes getting companies to think about treating water as a resource instead of a nuisance is a hard sell.
You know, this is risky. People tell us this is risky. I don't want to do this. It's not the norm. It's becoming less risky over time because there's more and more demonstrations to point to say, look, this is great. It's working.
But corporate officials are hesitant. Why take a chance on something new? They fear if something goes wrong, the boss will be ticked off every time there's a heavy rain. Cooper says, though, it works and reminds them that investors like companies that are not just economically savvy, but also have an environmental conscience.
A lot of companies are game. They're open. If we can present, you know, our case that, yes, it works, no, it's not risky, it is the ethical thing to do, it's aesthetically pleasing. There are studies out there that show that you can retain your employees. You can increase productivity if you give them open spaces to walk with paths and make it an enjoyable place to come to work every day.
So doing the right thing for the environment, employees, and making investors happy make Wall Street risk takers willing to risk new engineering to help nature handle some of the rain and get it back into the aquifers and springs that we all value. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.